You're listening to SBS News.
It was chaos as 120 people tried to flee the Thomas Restobar nightclub in Peru's capital. It was operating in violation of restrictions in place to try and curb the spread of COVID-19. But as police arrived and the crowd tried to disperse, more than a dozen were crushed to death. This unnamed witness describes the scene.
The police arrived. They spoke to the owner. No one arrived. They entered with their cameras to film. They used tear gas and closed the door, and that's how the madness started, because you can't breathe with tear gas.
The government statement says the revelers had tried to escape en masse through the only entrance door and then became trapped between that door and a staircase leading to the street. Nightclubs and bars were ordered to close in March, while extended family gatherings were banned earlier this month in a desperate response to what is Latin America's second highest COVID-19 infection rate. Peru has recorded nearly 600,000 cases and nearly 28,000 deaths. Neighbours had alerted police about the event at the nightclub, which is in the Los Olivos district of Lima. José Luis Amezquita is a local police officer who attended the scene.
The crowd of people wanted to get out, seeing that we were coming in. In the hustle of everyone going out, immediately the door closed and we were all trapped. We instructed people to go back so we could get out and rescue those at the bottom, but no one paid attention.
As Latin America continues to battle the pandemic, so does the United States of America. US President Donald Trump has announced the emergency authorization of plasma treatment for COVID-19 patients.
Today I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement in our battle against the China virus that will save countless lives. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma. This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection. It's had an incredible rate of success. Today's action will dramatically expand access to this treatment.
The Food and Drug Administration approval comes only days after the Trump administration suggested its delays in approving a vaccine and other treatments for COVID-19 were politically motivated. In this treatment, blood plasma, rich in antibodies, is taken from patients who have recovered from the virus. Evidence so far has been inconclusive as to how it works or how best to administer it. Nevertheless, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says this approval is a major advancement in the fight against the virus.
We dream in drug development of something like a 35% mortality reduction. This is a major advance in the treatment of patients. This is a major advance. Convalescent plasma is one new tool that we've added to our arsenal against COVID-19, alongside remdesivir, steroids, and a number of other promising options currently being studied. Because of the President's Operation Warp Speed, we expect to have other new results and new options reaching patients as soon as this fall.
Across the Atlantic, England's chief medical officer is insisting school children should return to school after the summer holidays. In a rare joint statement, Chris Whitty, along with the chief medical officers of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, advise that they believe children missing out on education poses a bigger risk to them than catching COVID-19.
The evidence that not going to school damages children in the long run is overwhelming, and that includes their long-term chances. It increases the risks of disparities, entrenches problems, in deep-rooted problems that people may have. It increases the risk that they have mental and physical ill health in the long run. There is overwhelmingly clear evidence that the chances of children dying from COVID are incredibly small. And every single death of a child is an absolute tragedy, but the great majority of those very small numbers, both in the UK and internationally, have been in people who've got significant pre-existing health conditions.
La famille! And across the channel, football fans took to the streets in Paris in defiance both of social distancing and their side's loss in the Champions League final. Paris Saint-Germain fans took part in a noisy but mostly peaceful demonstration despite the club's 1-0 loss in the Champions League final against German side Bayern Munich. The match was played in an empty stadium in Portugal. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.